How do you feel your team play tonight?
I thought we got off to a tremendous start. I thought the energy was high and spent a lot of time in the offensive zone. And then, the momentum of, I think after we had a power play, kind of took that away. And then in the second period, it just didn't feel like we were able to, didn't make many mistakes, but we weren't able to advance the puck very well and get into the offense to really get some more scoring chances.
Chris, down the stretch, and specifically in the playoffs where you play the same team all the time, maybe we usually see more matchups. They really tried to get that Lindholm matchup tonight. Are you a guy that, do you worry about that more in the playoffs? Do you look at the cat and mouse in the matchup game a little bit harder in the playoffs than you would in the regular season?
If it's against our... not in our favor, then we want to stay away from the matchups. If it's taking away the flow of our team, I don't want to hide away from matchups. I think, there are certain times when we want to, and other times we just want to play. So I wasn't concerned about it tonight.
You build a team, with Connor McDavid on it. It's obvious to say that you're not as good when he's not playing. That's just fair. But you build a team that gets momentum from power plays and gets momentum from when he plays. When you don't have him, is it hard to figure out all the ways to give your team some energy and some juice that he brings?
Well, he's a game breaker when he's touched the puck and when things are flat, when things aren't going well. Just one possession, one play can change the dynamic of the game, and there's a reason why he's the best player in the league, and the impact that he has with this team. Tonight we only scored one goal, but I thought we had opportunities to get more than that, and a lot of credit to their goaltender who played well. But we played three games without him, and obviously we are a better team and we score goals easier, but I don't think there's cause for worry, or I think there's other guys who can chip in a little bit more.
Is there an upside to these three games and giving those guys the ice time and the responsibility and just having to do it themselves?
Yes and no. I think there's opportunities for guys to step up and show what they can do, and there's also it's also taken away of what our line's going to look like when Connor comes in, and there's going to be some more line juggling, and I don't know. I think it's good to overall that guys do get an opportunity, but obviously it's nice to have them back and get our momentum and playing the way we want to play.
Now that you're locked in for these last three games, you're going to be second place specific. You can't fall. You're probably not going up. Does it change the way you structure your lineup or the way you coach, the way you approach the last three games?
Yeah, we'll look at that. I think it is definitely an opportunity to give guys rest if it's needed. Giving guys a little more responsibilities in certain situations. And, Dylan being an opportunity to keep on playing and show us what he can got. And, we'll assess those. Yes, possibility of being a call-up, and obviously Broberg will be somebody that we'll consider, and we'll see.
Does it matter? You lost every game to Vancouver this year. Does the team say, "Oh, we couldn't beat them in the regulars"? Once in the regular season, do you have to beat a rival at least one game in the regular season before you go into the playoffs? Or is it...
Well, three of those four games happened at the beginning of the season, so long ago that. I don't think anyone really remembers what happened there. I think tonight we'll look at it and see it was a competitive game, and we'll look at things that we could have done better. And they're a good hockey team, and we'll have to look very hard on how to beat them, but we'll find a way.
You've had a hectic schedule here, sorry. I just wonder where you feel your team's at from an energy perspective right now.
We're just starting this 6-9, so... I think we're fine. Anytime you play 3 and 4, it is difficult, but I think we'll be fine, and especially with depending on the importance of the games and the standings, we have the opportunities to rest guys if they need it.
I know it's about, you know, trying to get the team game in good shape heading towards the playoffs. Is there anything in these losses that is a flag for you? Anything creeping into your game that you think you want to take care of here before the end?
No, I can't think of anything. Nothing I'm going to say right now. Obviously, when you look at the tape and you talk to the coaches, there'll be things that we'll be addressing before our game on Monday. But right now, I'm not going to point anything out.
Chris, you've seen more of the energy and production you'd like from Kane here down the stretch, and a good sign for you maybe heading into
playoffs. Yeah, no, he can be a difference maker. He's the physicality, the ability to score a key goal, you know, like tonight. That's an important goal and a very skilled goal. It's few can do. Going to the net, being able to deflect that in, you know, he had some other chances. You know, he's been part of three goals, four in the last, our last three in the last two games. And that's a good sign, because in the playoffs, you know, in the regular season, he helps us win games. He's a difference maker. And it's going to be even more important to how well he's playing in the playoffs, because he is a guy that can change the game.
How would you characterize the chance that McDavid is ready for your next game?
As I said before, he's day to day, and we talked to him after this game, and talked to him before, and you know, but we'll probably have a better idea tomorrow. He'll come in and see our training staff and give us an indication on playing Monday and what the doctors suggest is the best decision going forward.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.